has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it just you, Brandy?
Yeah. Well, no, I think there's somebody else.
Okay. Good morning, Mom.
You have two more than three, for sure.
Okay. Thank you, Hannah. Today we are studying the second Aliyah for Parashat Tzav. It begins at Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12, and completes at chapter 7, verse 10. This is a total of 22 verses. We know the number 22 connects to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and is essentially connected to the energy of receiving through the concept of the creation, which are vessels. Verse 12, after L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutcha Berichu, Ishkinte, Bitkilu, Urchimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Urchimu, Liakta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Vayedaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo, Yohei Dawanu Heyo, El Moshe Lemor. Ze karban aharon uvanav asher yakrivu la Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo wahe da wanu hey yo. Hachimashach Oto Asirit Haifastolet Minchatamit Machatzita Baboker Umachatzita Baerev Al Machavat Vashemen Tease Mur Bechet Vienna Ufine Mincha Bitim Tafriv Rea Michoach
Has joined.
Yo he wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo With ha kohen ha mashiach Tachtav mi banav Ya'ase ota hak olam La Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Kalil taktar wikomin chat kohen kalil tihielo teakel. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe lemor. Daber el acharon, we'll banav lemor, zot torad hachatat, imkom asher tishachet, ha'ola tishachet, hachatat, livne Adonai, Yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Kodesh kadashim hi, ha kohen hamchate, ota yochlena, b'makom kadosh, teakel bachatzar, ohel moed. Kol asher yiga b'yusarah yichdash v'asher yizeh midama al beged Asher yizeh alecha hakabez b'makom kadosh v'ko'u kli cheres asher tevushal bo yishaver v'im b'kli nechoshet ushala umora Shuta Bamaim Kol Zachar Bakohanim Yokalota Kodesh Kadashim Hi Lekohata'at Asher Yuba Midama Elohel Moelikaper Bakodesh Lote Akel Baish Tisare Vizot Torad Haasham Kodesh Kadashim Hu Vimkom Asher Yishatu Et Haola Yishatu Et Haasham Vietamo Yisroch Ala Mizbeach Saviv Viet Kochel Bo Yachriv Mimenu Et Ha'al Yah Viet Ha'chelev Ham Kase Et Ha'kerev ha'chelev, asher alehen, asher al ha'chsalim, v'yed ha'yoteret, al ha'kaved, al ha'klayot, yisirena. V'hikirotam ha'kohen ha'mizbeach, ishel Adonai, Yohewahe Adanuyo, Yohahe Dawanuhe Yo. Asham who calls Achar, Bakochanim Yochlenu, Vemakom Kadosh, Yeakel Kodesh. Kadashim hu, kachatat, kasham Torah ahat, lachem hakohim, lasher yikaper bo, lo yihye, with hakohim hamakriv, edolat, Ish or Laola Asher Hebrew La Kohen Lo Yehia Lakal Mincha Asher Teapet La Tanur Wakal Nasa Va Mar Eshet Vial Mahavat La Kohen Hamakriv, Ota Lo Tihie, Vakal Mincha, Velula Vashemen, Lachareva, Vakal Bene Acharon, Tihie Ishka Achiv. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. And the English translation. Beginning with verse 12 of chapter 6. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, This is the offering of Aaron and his sons, which they shall offer to Hashem on the day when one is appointed, anointed, 1/10 of an ephah of the fine flour for a perpetual meal offering, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. In this verse 13, this is an offering when one becomes appointed to the temple service. When one is born as a Kohen, as a priest, this is an energy that is attached to this person. The essence of this energy has to do with chesed. The meal offering Please excuse my interruption. So as what I was saying about this meal offering is it's an Ola. It's an elevation offering. It's not cleansing. It's a connection between the priest who is starting his service in the temple and Hashem. And that connection never ends. It's there for his whole life. Now, why is it coming as a meal offering, which is basically a connection to flour, and not to an animal? It's not that they couldn't afford the animals, because priests were honored. They didn't have the income of their own. They served the nation, and so they were supported by the nation through tithing and maaser, which is another word for tithing. But the question why they brought a meal offering and not an animal offering to make this connection is open for discussion. Verse 14, it shall be made with oil on a shallow pan after bringing it scalded and repeatedly baked. You shall offer a meal offering of broken pieces, a pleasing fragrance to Hashem. The fact that you're breaking the meal offering, that it's going to be in half in the morning and half in the evening, the breaking of the meal offering is to demonstrate a broken heart. Demonstrate the priest's connection to Chesed and his feeling of the pain of others. And we have also learned the concept of the fragrance, the pleasing fragrance to Hashem has to do through its gematria with a connection to the being a witness to the use of the 72 names, which represents a connection to controlling physicality. And essentially removing the connection to Satan. Verse 15, and the Kohen who is anointed instead of him from among his sons shall prepare it, an eternal statute. It shall be completely burnt to Hashem. The Kohen who is anointed instead of one of his sons, this implies the high priest, but it doesn't say Kohen Gadol. So the question is why? And one of the answers is to recognize that even though he has this title of Kohen Gadol and he is the high priest, the head priest of all of the community of priests, but it's indicating that he is one of them. He's on the same level as any other priest. This is not special because he's the high priest. Verse 16, every male offering of a Kohen shall be completely burnt. It shall not be eaten. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, and this is an unusual verse. We know that the chapter and verse nomenclature isn't of the children of Israel idea. It was developed by the monks in the monasteries. But it's unusual for this phrase to be in the middle of a chapter. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, when I say unusual about verse 17, about, and Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, it's unusual, but it also does happen, so it's not that unusual. Verse 18, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. This is the Torah of the sin offering, is the actual Hebrew wording, Torat, Zot Torat. This is the Torah of the sin offering. It's being translated in many places, most places, as law, because people don't understand what is Torah. But if we do, and hopefully we do understand that what is Torah, then the word Torah of the sin offering is a very significant implication. The sin offering shall be slaughtered before Hashem in the place where the burnt offering is slaughtered. It is a holy of holies. Remember, we've discussed the difference between the sin offering and the guilt offering. And here it is being said that the sin offering is being offered in the same place as the Olah, the elevation offering. And it is a holy of holies. It is a very significant connection. And we understand that from what we've discussed, that the sin offering is elevating sparks that originally fell with the breaking of the vessels from the world of Tohu. And that is why it is being called a Holy of Holies, because this is extremely difficult to elevate sparks that relate to the world of Tohu. The Kohen who offers it up as a sin offering shall eat it. It shall be eaten in a holy place, in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. Now, I'm getting a sense of confusion, because didn't it say in a few verses before that the meal offering is supposed to be burnt completely? Now we're being said, because it's a sin offering, it needs to be eaten. Why is that? And it has to do with the idea of how difficult it is to elevate those sparks from Tohu, because that meal offering is elevating those sparks from the inanimate, and so that meal offering has those sparks within it. They've been elevated one world. Now they're going to be elevated two worlds through the process of eating. Verse 20. Anything that touches its flesh shall become holy, and if any of its blood is sprinkled on a garment upon which it has been sprinkled, you shall wash in a holy place. An earthenware vessel in which it is cooked shall be broken, but if it is cooked in a copper vessel, it shall be purged and rinsed with water. Purged, in my opinion, means it's going to be fired a flame is going to be taken directly to the metal. It's indicating that there's an aspect of impurity that is being attached to other things. It's an indication of how severe a sin by a Kohen actually is. Every male among the Kohanim may eat it. It is a holy of holies. But what about the daughter of a Kohen? What about the wife of a Kohen who may have not have been a Bat Kohen? Why is it only the male? Verse 23. The real answer for that is the male. The word male is not a male and female as we think of it. The word male represents the ability to share. And that's what it's referring to, because that sin offering has the spark of coming from Tohu. It needs the power of maleness, of sharing, to elevate it to its proper location. But any sin offering, some of whose blood was brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy, shall not be eaten, it shall be burned in fire. So we seem to have some confusion about what can be eaten, what can't be eaten, and where it's physically allowed to be eaten. Leviticus chapter 7, verse 1. And this is the law of the guilt offering. It is a holy of holies. And it's also the same idea that the word is Torah. This is the Torah of the guilt offering. They shall slaughter the guilt offering in the place where they slaughter the burnt offering, and its blood shall be dashed upon the altar around. And all of its fat he shall offer from it, the tail and the fat covering the innards, and the two kidneys with the fat that is upon them, which is on the flanks, and the diaphragm with the liver, along with the kidneys he shall remove it. And the Kohen shall cause them to smoke on the altar as a fire offering to Hashem. It is a guilt offering. Any male among the Kohanim may eat it. It shall be eaten in a holy place. It is a holy of holies. Like the sin offering, so is the guilt offering. They have one law. The Kohen who effects atonement through it to him, it shall belong. This is essentially teaching the priests how to handle that the kavanah of the priest is significant in how a guilt offering is going to be handled. Not everybody can eat it, because it's being given to the Kohen who was on duty that day or that time, and he took all of the guilt offerings that were generated, that he actually did the cutting of the animal and the putting it on the flame. And the Kohen who offers up a person's burnt offering, the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered up belongs to the Kohen. It shall be his. Again, this is all part of how the Kohens are supposed to divide up the wealth, because that's what these things are. How much you have to eat, what you can sell, and so forth. And any meal offering baked in an oven, and anyone made in a deep pan or in a shallow pan, belongs to the Kohen who offers it up. It shall be his. Again, we see how this is done. How the Kohens also have rules for how they divide up the food. And any meal offering mixed with oil or dry shall belong to all the sons of Aaron, one like the other. So do you get a sense of confusion? I do. Are there any questions? We are out of time, so in a half hour we will have our connection to the month of Kislev, this being the ninth day of Nisan. Wish you all a good day, reminding you that we have three classes today. One is at 11 a.m. West Coast time, and that will be the Evolution of God classes. One is at 4:30, a Deep Zohar class, and at 7 p.m. the evening class will be the writings of the Ari. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful day. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you very much. Beautiful day.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.